either out far or in deep. My nearsighted eye is for splinters, the threading of needles, the scales on a monarch's wing, the atom within the atom. But as for the hills and trees, it sees only promising haze. My far-sighted eye distinguishes mile-off exits, stealth bombers, the weather of exoplanets. It can tell the time on the wall, but not on my wrist. Sometimes I worry my worries are paradoxical, at once galactically huge and absurdly small. Though as far as I can see, that's what everyone feels. "I've never seen such a prescription," says the optometrist. "Let's make them the same." "No thanks. The most dangerous people walk around all day agreeing with themselves." The one eye sees way out in the infinite multiverse, infinite versions of me, both better and worse. They probably average out. Should I worry? The other one sees that down in my billions of cells, my trillions of coiling molecules, there is nothing at all I could really call myself. I figure my two bad eyes together are one pretty good one. Argumentative, sure, but agreeing in the end that far out is no further from me than far in. It's the middle distance they have some trouble with, beginning about at arm's length and comprising tete-a-tetes, committees, some days, my whole life. I can't see your point then. I can't see where you're coming from. I can't read the room. And worse, I can't read your face. It feels like near or far, I'm blinded by everything. If I blunder then, if I stumble, it's my eyes contending over which of their visions should be trusted. "Step back," the one eye says. "No, closer," says the other.